USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia now made public. Initially, the White House was celebrating that it exonerated President Trump.
No collusion, no obstruction.
But upon closer inspection, the report gives 10 instances where it says it thought President Trump may have obstructed justice, though they can't suggest exact charges. One of the president's top lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, says...
I mean, that was not a fairly written report. It was a one-sided... Highly biased report.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democrats want Mueller himself to testify before Congress soon. Reports are former Vice President Joe Biden will launch a long-expected presidential run next week. While he has strong name recognition, reports are the team is reportedly lagging in the logistics of fundraising. This is USA Radio News.
Julie Lafrady, she's joining us with some of her favorites. Welcome, Julie. Now, we all know April normally is kind of rainy in most of the country. What are your best suggestions for those rainy afternoons to keep the entire family entertained?
Yeah, well, I'm always ready for an adventure, rain or shine. And, you know, plenty of families will be hitting the road or planning their spring break getaway. And according to Booking.com, some budget-friendly destinations to consider: Boston, Phoenix, and Biloxi, considered great for families and easy on the wallet. And this spring, the site is also offering some of those popular Easter deals, at least 20% off stays worldwide until May 6th. And no matter where you decide to go, their 24/7 customer service does make it really easy. Fewer headaches is always certainly a good thing. Well, we've got some great tips on our site, betterstufforlife.com, and there's still plenty of time to book that next vacation.
Severe storms could affect the South today, especially Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, before moving into the Carolinas later today, and then up into the Mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C., where meteorologist Bill Dagers says they'll bring
just enough turning of wind with height in the atmosphere that you could see thunderstorms rotate. And outside of that, we're expecting flooding downpours, potential for damaging winds. So it's one of those nights where we're going to want to have a way to get warnings.
Today marks the 24th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, as in 1995, anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh parked and then detonated a rental truck packed with explosives outside the Alfred Murrah Federal Building, the blast killing 168 people and injuring more than 800. McVeigh was later executed by lethal injection. A temporary restraining order looking to stop a new strong abortion law in Utah has just been granted by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
More than $2 million now raised to help with rebuilding efforts for three historically black churches in Louisiana that were struck by arsons lately. That surpasses the goal of $1.8 million. Donations have come in from people from all 50 states as well as 40 different nations around the world. Meanwhile, investigators say it could take weeks to determine what caused the fire at Notre Dame, but it appears an electrical short circuit might be to blame. Investigators limited in doing their jobs still because some areas of the site are still not safe for inspection. There were renovations underway at the cathedral when that fire broke out earlier this week. A Democratic state representative from Houston, Texas, is trying to get a bill passed that would do away with Confederate Heroes Day as a Texas state holiday. Jarvis Johnson calls the holiday, which comes every January 19th, offensive to people of color, especially since it sometimes coincides with Martin Luther King Day. The State Affairs Committee held a hearing on Jarvis's bill so far, but hasn't taken a vote on it. And Pier 1 Imports is set to close more stores. The struggling home decor retailer says as many as 145 of its locations may end up closing after reporting disappointing fourth quarter results this week. It closed 30 stores during the fiscal year that ended in March. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.